Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome. We are live right after the debate. Hello to all of you jumping on right now for live debate reaction. We are going to go over everything we just saw take place. So hello to everybody jumping on right now in the United States and around the world. I'm sure some of you are watching in other countries right now going, oh my, with some of the answers that were given. So we are going to open up in prayer quick because we have a lot to get into. We are going to show your comments tonight. So if you've got some funny but clean comments, we will be putting them up throughout the evening while we do this live debate reaction. Out the door open, the animals may come in. We'll see what happens. It is about, it's 10:41 p.m. right here now in New York. There goes Toby by. We got lots of traffic here at night. Okay, so let's open up in prayer. Hello to our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do this tonight. We very much appreciate it. I wanted to come on and give my live reaction right after. I was typing like a fiend, listening to the answers that were being given and the questions that were being asked. So let's open up in prayer quick, and we're going to get into tonight. So Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, we come before you today, Lord. Father, we praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Father God, we just give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your name. We humble ourselves before you this day. Father God, we just ask you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness. We acknowledge your son, Jesus Christ, died for our sins at Calvary. He was the Word, became flesh. He dwelt among us. He purchased us with the highest price, and he paid the largest debt in history. When he purchased us by the shedding of his own blood, he rose again. He ascended back into heaven. He took his victorious rightful place at your right hand, Father God, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is our advocate before your throne. And we honor that before you this day. Lord, we just give this over to you right now. Father God, let your word go before me in this. Lord, give me your wisdom and counsel and might and power. Father, in the reverential fear of the Lord, as always, I say, by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority come forth in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you that your will is going to be done. We thank you for this evening, Father God. And Lord, we just praise you as we go forth mightily in you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Amen. Sadie, you went across while mommy was praying. Okay. Cyrus is in here with me. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I always like to open up in prayer, especially when I know my mouth is probably going to go. And so basically, it's always good to open up in prayer first when you know yourself and you know probably what's about to happen. Okay. This was, well, the heavyweight champion of the world debate is still President Donald Trump. He won that debate by far. He won that debate. We will talk about that. Sadie is so intent on being on this computer right now. I'm going to have to take her down again in a moment. But let me get up my notes here because I will say this, that the CNN moderators asked some really poignant questions to both of them. So I'm not going to say that CNN heavily favored one over the other. I was actually quite impressed that these moderators actually asked some tough questions, some poignant questions, some questions that really the American people wanted to know, that has been on the minds of the American people. I will say, I'm not sure the economy is the number one issue, as immigration is way up there. But I will say with the mods on CNN that they actually put together a very interesting list of questions, and we had some very interesting answers. So let's just pray that Sadie stays over here while I do this live debate reaction. Okay. Because cats are nocturnal, everyone. All right. So when the debate, now I will say this, Joe Biden looked a little lost coming on stage. He looked very lost coming on stage. So I was a little concerned he was actually going to fall on stage, which would have made it the third year in a row that he's fallen during Pride Month. So I was very concerned about this right off the bat, watching him come out the way he did. President Trump came out, you know, like a rooster with his chest puff out. He was ready. You could tell he was ready for this. And so basically, when they get into the rules, now I'm going to say this too. I am sorry, but I was fair with saying they asked some pressing questions. However, we should never play a game of guess who during the debates and have no live studio audience. What were they going to put, cardboard cutouts again, like we saw in the baseball stadiums during C-19? This is what it was reminiscent of. You have no audience for a debate. I found that very strange. Some people were saying to check Biden for an earpiece. I heard that also. People were very concerned about that. And also, I think the questions were given to them ahead of time, if I am not mistaken. But it was surreal in there with no audience. I mean, what is the difference if an audience is there or not? If you're broadcasting to millions of people, you still have an audience there. So I have a feeling it's because Biden would have become completely undone and disoriented above the deafening claps of the audience, probably for many of Trump's answers. Okay, so like I said, we're going to be putting your comments up while we're doing this so we could get your reaction to the debate too. So question, the first question right off the bat, Biden did something very interesting because he's going to deflect, 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 deflect. Okay. So he blames Trump, excuse me, for C-19. We're going to call it C-19 tonight. Everybody knows what I am talking about with the pandemic. He blames Trump for C-19 right off the bat when it was his globalist friends who started it. So it's his globalist friends who started it, but right off the bat, he blames Trump for C-19. He also blames Donald Trump. First answer, the first question on how he handled the economy over 4 years, he blamed corporate greed for our situation. Oh, you mean like the deals you and your family made with Ukraine and China and other foreign entities? You're blaming corporate greed? So it was very interesting right off the bat that Biden does not choose so much to focus on policy, but blaming Trump. Biden has had 4 years to turn this puppy around. He has had 4 years to turn this ship around. He cannot keep blaming Trump, okay, for 4 years ago for a pandemic his globalist friends started, okay? So this is right off the bat. Now, and question one had to do with C-19 and everything that happened, by the way. So that's what question one had to do with. Trump, his answer in response to this is that with C-19, they did what they could to prevent a depression that would have been worse than 1929. Okay. He also says that the stock market was higher than pre-C-19. So the stock market happened to be higher, I guess, when he was coming out of office and we were coming out of that whole debacle. He then turns and says that Biden created jobs for illegal immigrants, not Americans. Now, I have to agree with him wholeheartedly on that. Biden is not creating jobs for Americans. He's creating jobs by all the unvetted people he is letting flood across our border, okay? What happens? Question one still. Biden rebuttals, blaming Trump again for C-19. So he tries to act like the last comment was never made. He blames him again for this, once again, that his globalist friends started, okay? Now, question two, we're going to get into a minute because they get into the deficit. But Trump says the only thing Biden was right about, Trump says the only thing Biden was right about that he gave the largest tax cut in history, that Trump did give the largest tax cut in history. He says that inflation blew up under Biden's leadership and Biden getting out of Afghanistan was the most embarrassing in this country's history. I wholeheartedly agree with that. We left how many millions, tens of millions of dollars of equipment in Afghanistan for the terrorist network across the ocean to just take and reverse engineer? There was a lot of that happening. It was a disgrace how we got out of Afghanistan. Trump was absolutely right on that comment. Now, question two had to do with the $1 trillion deficit. Okay, so they get into the deficit for question two. Trump gets to go first this time. Trump talks about basically that the tax cut that he gave spurred the greatest economy prior to C-19 and got through better than other countries. So because of that tax cut, the United States fared better during C-19 than other countries did. He said, we took in more revenue with much less tax, and we were ready to start paying down the national debt with oil and gas pre-C-19. So they were prepared using oil and gas and I guess drilling and things of that nature to pay down the deficit. And they were prepared to do this before C-19 happened. Then he says, Trump says, more people died under Biden's administration than his. And they were right in the middle of it. This is what he says. Now, Trump then brings up the inoculations. I think he should have steered clear of that altogether. I don't think he should have even brought that up and gave that to them basically as fodder. But he then goes into and says, we have become like a third world nation. So Trump says, we have become like a third world nation. Why did Biden allow millions of people from prisons, jails, and mental institutions to come into our country and destroy our country? We're talking about our border. Very valid point. Biden is allowing tons of unvetted people, men of military fighting age, terrorists, drug peddlers, okay, drug pushers, drug traffickers across the border right now. He has tried basically to put an emergency band-aid on it because the election is closing in. But for the past 3.5+ years, he has led this flood across the border. Biden rebuttals. He rebuttals by going after billionaires. So the last sentence that Trump speaks is about the border. The last thought, Biden rebuttals by going after billionaires and says there is 1,000 and we are in this mess because of billionaires don't pay enough. So the whole reason we're in this mess is because the billionaires apparently aren't paying enough. Oh, you mean like his friends in China that gave him all that money, or his friends in Ukraine who gave him and his family all that money? Is that what he's talking about? Could be. Okay. He then gets into child care and elder care will be paid by taxing billionaires. What he's doing here is he's trying to put everybody back on the plantation. He's trying to put people into the slavery of government programs and entitlements and saying, we're going to go after the billionaires, which many of them, although I may not agree with their politics, probably have worked pretty hard to get where they are. We're going to go after them and tax the you-know-what out of them. And you're going to get child care and elder care from it. So we're going to play Robin Hood. We're going to rob the rich to enable the poor, because through these government programs, make no mistake about it, they don't want to help the poor. They want to enable them to stay poor. They want to enable them to stay dependent on the government. They want to enable them to stay dependent on entitlements. They want to keep them in the cycle of the system. Make no mistake about this. Okay. Then Trump goes and he says, this man is going to single-handedly, meaning Biden, destroy Social Security by putting millions of people coming into the country on it. So he's saying that Biden is taking all of these illegals coming into the country and putting them on the Social Security system, which is overloading the system. He said the United States is no longer respected. They don't like us and think we are stupid. Yep, probably so, President Trump, probably so. We do everything for other countries and they do little for us. I would agree with that also, because the United States for a very long time has had to police the world, get involved in many wars they probably shouldn't have gotten involved in, and had to pay a lot into the NATO system. So that I agree with. Okay, then they get into the Supreme Court ruling, this emergency ruling in Idaho about emergency abortions. They get into this now. Now, what happens here is they said that Idaho, despite the restrictive ban, the Supreme Court has ruled that that basically they can have emergency abortions still. And that the abortion pills are used in 2/3 of abortions. So abortion pills are used in 2/3 of these abortions. Now, Trump says, first, he agrees with the decision about the abortion pill, not to completely take it away. Now, you know what? I personally think he should have curbed that a little more. You know what I mean? I think they were trying to walk him into something here. Now, he does for the rest of the answer redeem himself with the rest of this rebuttal and them going back and forth here. But he says, Roe v. Wade, everyone wanted to kick it back to the states, including religious leaders. And the three Supreme Court justices that he put on the bench helped Roe v. Wade get overturned. It was also that in God's timing, because God did it during one of the most liberal administrations in history, is when God decided that it was time, after 50 years, after the 50-year mark from the time that the battle for abortion started, 50 is the jubilee where what is stolen has to be given back. And that decision was reversed. He said, now the states have to work it out. Ohio was too liberal with it, he said. Kansas was too liberal with it. So he said there are states that have been too liberal when it was kicked back to the states on this. New York is another one. Let me tell you something. The leadership of New York has got innocent blood flowing out of their hands that God is about to call to account in this time. Trump believes, he says he believes in exceptions for rape, incest, and the life of the mother being in danger. He said everyone has to follow their heart on this. He said they are radical. Now he goes into it and he said, but they are radical, he says, and will take children in the 8th and 9th month and after birth and kill the baby. That was his exact words. They will kill the baby. Yes, because they want to shed innocent blood, because this goes back to Baal and Molech and the sacrifices that they used to do, these pagan nations. Okay, so he says, but now it's been brought back to the states. Biden rebuttals. He says it's a terrible thing what Trump did. Putting those justices on the Supreme Court and Roe v. Wade being turned over as a part of that, and says we are in a state where in 6 weeks you have to decide when you don't know if you are pregnant or not. When 6 weeks you have to decide to have an abortion when you don't know if you're pregnant or not. This is what he says. He talks about a young woman. He then goes into talking about a young woman being murdered by an immigrant. So I don't know what happened here, but he goes into a young woman being murdered by an immigrant, and then a young woman being, he's talking about women who are being raped by their brothers and sisters and spouses. So he then goes off on a tangent speaking about this. Trump gets a chance to rebuttal. He says there has been many young people murdered by those Biden has allowed to come across our borders. These killers, they are raping and killing women. You know what? I think Trump had to be very blunt there, and I think he absolutely did that. I think he had to be blunt to show the gravity of the situation that's happening. He used strong language. I think that strong language was warranted. He also said abortion is back to the states, and frankly, some are very liberal decisions. Everybody wanted it brought back to the state. So he keeps going back to saying some of these states are way too liberal on this. So he keeps going back to this point. He also said 7 states have no legal restrictions. Oh, okay. Okay. So what happens is now the moderators rein it back in and they ask them, They asked the candidates, 7 states have no legal restrictions on when women can get abortions. Do you support legal limits on abortion? Biden, he says, I support Roe v. Wade. The idea that the politicians should be making decisions about women's health is ridiculous. Oh, really? You made decisions about putting inoculations in our body that were filled with poison. So you don't think politicians should be making decisions about this, but you made sure to push and peddle inoculations that had untested, unwarranted nonsense in it. Okay, now, oh, here we go. Biden, let's get ready to mumble that. I'm telling you, you needed subtitles. You needed subtitles to, you know, the Godzilla movies? One Japan, and they would say, they would then mouth it and go, God, they would say, and then they would say the words, and then you would see the subtitles. This is what we needed, right, to translate the Bidenese that was coming forth from this man, because this is what it was. You needed subtitles. I 100% agree with that. Okay, so he said, Biden says, I support Roe v. Wade. The idea that politicians should be making decisions about women's health is ridiculous. He will restore Roe v. Wade. So this is what he says. And Biden got confused. He actually thought Roe v. Wade didn't contain late-term abortion. He actually said that. So he got completely confused on that. Trump rebuttals, Biden is willing to rip the baby out of the womb. That's what he says. He's now let me tell you why this is so prophetic, this statement that Trump made, that he has no idea probably, because I prayed, Lord, get a hold of his tongue tonight and let him just, you know, say things from you as well. Those pagan nations that sacrificed to Baal and Molech, when they would attack other nations, they would cut women's wombs open and rip the baby out of the womb. So when he was speaking, this Trump, he was speaking to these ancient demons too, that actually were the peddlers of this ideology and drove these pagan people to do this. So he said, Biden is willing to rip the baby out of the womb in the 9th month and kill the baby. Once again, strong language, I believe warranted. Biden, he comes out and says, we are not for late-term abortion. Roe v. Wade is not for that. Oh, really? Because tons of states have been using it for that your entire freaking term. And you have no idea that this is what it's being used for. And he misspoke. He totally misspoke there. He really does not know the contents of Roe v. Wade. He does not understand how this originated, that Margaret Stanger originally was the peddler of this ideology of abortion in order to completely wipe out the Black community. Yes, go look it up. This is true. Margaret Stanger had an agenda to push abortions and put abortion clinics in the poorest Black neighborhoods in order to, through her own version of eugenics, destroy and wipe out the Black community. Okay. Now, they change courses, the moderators. They go into immigration. They say a record number of migrants have crossed the southern border on your watch. He's talking to Biden, causing safety and security concerns. Why should voters trust you to solve it? Okay, very straightforward question. I appreciate that. I appreciate the candor there that they did, because we didn't know how CNN was going to do this, but at least they gave this question pretty straightforward. Biden, we have a bipartisan effort. Border Patrol has endorsed him. This is what he's saying. He said Trump was separating babies from their mothers and putting them in cages. That is an absolute lie. The reason they would separate the child briefly from the parents is to make sure they were really their parents and not sex trafficking them across the border. And the only way to do that is to separate them and interview them separately. They were trying to save children from being sex trafficked. Okay? So if he wants to talk about cages and harming children, maybe he needs to take a good look, see what his son Hunter did. If he wants to, venture down that avenue, he needs to take a good look in the mirror. He said he has changed the law. 40% less people are coming across the border than when Trump was in office. I don't believe that. I think that's a load of malarkey. 40% less people? Excuse me, was it the exodus when Trump was in office? Were we having the exodus? Honestly. And the 2 million just coming across? Were we had? No. So this is absolute malarkey. The man should be named Pinocchio. He honestly should, because what he is trying to peddle is not even believable. Okay, Trump, as you can tell, I'm hopped up. I have to watch, having to watch this for 90 minutes of my time. I am absolutely hopped up about this. Okay, so Trump responds. He said he couldn't make out what Biden said. So that was what Kevin Dunn Radley is like. I can't make out what he said. This is where you need the Godzilla subtitles to come in and help the American public and do them a service, CNN, during this debate. Okay, so he couldn't make out what he said. And he said Biden did not know what he said. So then he says, I don't think he even knows what he said. Biden decided to open up the border to terrorists, people from prisons and mental institutions, terrorists coming from all over the world, and this guy just left it open. This is what he said. We had the safest border in history, according to Border Patrol. We had the safest border in history. Now we have the most dangerous. That is a 100% true fact. Trump severely limited what was coming across that border. He untied the hands of Border Patrol. He actually allowed them to do their job. He released them to do their job. And all of America benefited from it. You cannot have this many undocumented, unvetted people when most of them are men of military fighting age that have gang tattoos all over their body. You can't do that. And that is exactly what Biden is doing. Biden rebuttals. He says the only terrorist who came across the border was Al-Qaeda, who killed 3 American soldiers. Now, I'm not sure what he was referencing there or which border he's talking about. Is he talking about the Iraq border, the Afghanistan border, or is he talking about the American border? Maybe you guys can figure that out for me. He said there is no data to support all the terrorists coming across the border. Oh, really? They just caught them in multiple cities because ISIS came across our southern border and they just did a sting operation and caught them. And they were planning a massive terrorist attack. Apparently, Biden is not briefed at all by the head of the Security Council, the head of the NSA, the heads of the military, the generals, or anything else, because he would have known this going into this debate if he was. Then they asked Trump about doing the largest domestic deportation in history, because he has said this very openly and publicly, and this was Trump's answer. He said the people, so now he's got a rebuttal, right? Because Trump has to have the last word. So he's got a rebuttal what Biden said first about these terrorists coming across the border and killing 3 American soldiers. He said the people we killed were al-Baghdadi and Soleimani. That's what he said. Biden is the one who killed people by letting them across the border, meaning the terrorists. They are killing our people in every state of the union because of his ridiculous, insane, and stupid policies. They are killing our citizens at a level we have never seen. This is true. It is ridiculous. It is insane. It is stupid. And I'm telling you, these policies are spawned, many of them, from the pits of hell. They are, because they are meant to cause chaos, confusion. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And that is what we see happening. But Jesus Christ came to give life and life more abundant. He said there was a 12-year-old girl killed by illegals. We are an uncivilized country now. Biden opened the border. We have to get a lot of these people out and fast. They are living in luxury hotels in New York City, he says, while our veterans are dying. That is 100% true. They're putting them up in hotels in Poughkeepsie. Let me tell you a story for a minute. I'm going to pause. Somebody who works for us, their fiance, found at his property two illegal immigrants sleeping in tents on his driveway. Sleeping in tents on his driveway. And when they were approached, they said they were dropped off there. They were dropped off there. When the police were called, the police said, we can't touch them. We can only keep telling them they have to move. Thank you, Governor Hochul, because this is going to backfire on her. It is, because this is a recipe for class action lawsuits and things of that nature. But they were dropped off by their driveway. That's what they told them. They were just dropped off. And they were dropped off with these very nice tents, they said. These were no Walmart tents. These were really, really nice tents. So basically, I just wanted to tell you that side story. So he says, Trump says they're living in luxury hotels in New York City while our veterans are dying. He has killed so many people by allowing these people to come in. That is true. You are allowing undocumented, unvetted people, many of them that are filled with the demonic and under the influence of the kingdom of darkness, and you're letting them across the border completely unvetted. Okay. Biden rebuttals. He said everything, every single thing Trump said is a lie. Oh, really? In what country? In what time zone that every single thing this man said is a lie? No, this is what they do. They deflect. They say things that sound insane, hoping if they keep telling you a circle is a square, you'll believe it's a square. This is the tactic. Up, here's Forbidden Planet. We need to catch Biden and release himself of the border. I very much agree with that. And we ain't talking about Taco Bell people. We talking about dropping him off on the other side of Mexico and letting him fend for himself. So thank you, Forbidden Planet, for that comment. So he says, everything Trump said is a lie. Veterans are better off because they are being covered from Agent Orange. Okay. Now, I know veterans suffer effects from Agent Orange, but wasn't that back in Vietnam in World War II? I mean, weren't we talking back that long ago that Agent Orange was used? But he says they're better off now because they're being covered from Agent Orange. And then Biden starts garbling and mumbling. I could not make out what the man was saying. You saw Trump's face. He couldn't make out what the man was saying. And the two CNN moderators, I believe, were instructed and threatened under severe firing that if they left, they would be fired. I am convinced that CNN threatened or blackmailed these moderators, because how can you keep a straight face when this starts happening? You either laugh or cry. Cry for the man because he's completely lost, or laugh because nobody can understand what he's saying. So basically, he starts garbling and mumbling, and I could not... Nobody could, only Almighty God in that moment knew what this man just said. Okay. And then he says he went to the World War II cemetery, but Trump refused to go, calling them suckers and losers. Now, that is a stretch, being we all know how Trump feels about our military and our veterans. So Trump rebuttals. He said they made that up. It was a third-rate magazine. This is what he says. I'm so glad this came up. There is no one who has taken better care of our veterans, other than when he was president, he means. It was made up by him. So he's saying this was made up by Biden, just like Russia, Russia, Russia. And he's got to start getting that in there. So this is the point Trump really starts driving this home. Like the 51 intelligence agents and the Russia disinformation came from his son Hunter. So he says the Russia disinformation came from his son Hunter, because his son Hunter at the time was doing some business with some unscrupulous people that he shouldn't have been. And this is how some of this misinformation was attained. Biden responds. He said, a four-star general on your staff said you said it. Which four-star general? Oh, yeah? Well, a four-star general said that you said this. This is what it sounded like at this point. We are doing more for veterans than in history. Would you like to ask veterans? Maybe we should go up to the Veterans Center in Poughkeepsie and poll them and ask them if Biden is doing more than anybody else in history. We may do that. We may go up to the Veterans Center live and poll them on what they think, because I bet you if you took a poll, veterans would not say more now than ever is being done for them. Then they get into the Russia-Ukraine war. So the moderators now switch gears again. I have no clue how they are not peeing themselves at this point with some of the things that have been said. Like I said, I think they were blackmailed by CNN that they had to have a stone cold face the entire time and a poker face. So they get into the Russia-Ukraine war and they said, they were talking about how Putin will only end the war if Russia keeps the territory it claimed already and Ukraine abandons their quest for NATO or their bid for NATO. So this was the kind of what this question surrounded. And Trump says, he says, first of all, he has to go back to our veterans. Okay, so Trump, first of all, has to deal with the lunacy that Biden just said about 60 seconds ago. He said, first of all, our veterans and soldiers cannot stand Biden. Well, he's probably not far off on that. He also says, as far as Russia and Ukraine, if we had a real president respected by Putin, they would have never invaded. A lot of people are dead, and I think he encouraged Russia to go in. Now, he's not wrong about this, because when Trump was president, he negotiated with Putin, and Putin said, I will not invade Ukraine if you back the NATO line to Poland, because I'm almost interlocked by NATO forces. So Trump said, done. He backed the NATO line to Poland. He gave Biden, Putin the breathing room that he needed, and Putin never invaded. When Biden became president, he took that NATO line and he rammed it right against the border of Russia. And he poked the bear. And the bear woke up from hibernation very hungry and angry. This is exactly what happened. This would be like Canada ramming all of their forces right up against our border across Michigan, New York, that entire. They would just ram their. How would we react? You know what we do? We would get every available military unit and we'd start sending troops to the border. So this is kind of what happened. And so Trump is not wrong when he says that Biden encouraged Russia to go in. He really did poke the bear on this one. And he also says Afghanistan was the most embarrassing moment in our nation's history, one of them. And when Putin saw that, it gave him motivation. Trump said, we lost 13 beautiful soldiers in Afghanistan. When Putin saw that, he thought, let me go in and take Ukraine. When Putin saw the embarrassment of how we left Afghanistan and what we left there, that is motivation for a sociopath. When you do that, that is motivation for somebody like Putin to go in and do what he did to Ukraine. So he said he would have never invaded had I been president. I agree with that. Trump would have made it very difficult for Putin to invade Ukraine without some very serious consequences. Okay, now, Social Security. They move on now to the topic of Social Security, the Social Security system. And Biden speaks first. He says, make the very wealthy pay their fair share. Now, if you have somebody who makes $30,000 a year, right, that pays, say, $6,000-$7,000, right, in taxes a year, and then you have somebody that makes $2 million, okay, that's paying, about $600,000 in taxes a year, well, technically, they're getting more tax money from the person making more money. But he's saying, make the very wealthy pay their fair share. Let me ask you a question. Did Biden's family pay their fair share from all the money they got from foreign countries? Did they actually put that on the books so tax money could be taken out of it and they could pay their fair share from the millions they made from such deals? I don't think so. Okay. He said, make the wealthy pay their fair share to keep Social Security solvent. Trump wants to get rid of Social Security and Medicare. That's not necessarily true. And then he goes into education for Black communities, that he raised the amount for Pell Grants. So he then takes a very, very wide turn, and he goes into that. Trump rebuttals and says, "I have never seen anyone lie like this guy." This is what he says. "I've never seen anyone lie like this guy. We mention the laptop." So he mentions the laptop, and then he says, "Russia, Russia, Ukraine, everything is misinformation. Biden is destroying Social Security. Millions of people are pouring into our country and they are putting them on Social Security, Medicaid, in the hospitals, and it is harming our veterans and they are not being cared for." That is all true. They are overloading the Social Security and Medicaid system because they are taking all these undocumented migrants and they are putting them on Social Security, Medicaid. Oh, hi, Boots. Boots has decided to join the broadcast for the first time ever, because you know why? He is just very concerned for the cats of America with Biden in office. And so he watched the debate and he wanted to join in as well. So that's Boots, everyone. You've probably never seen him before live. And there's Cyrus's torso on the floor there. Okay, so I agree with this. They are overloading the system. Hospitals, schools, children are being run out of their own schools because they're flooding the migrants into their schools now. There's no room in the hospitals because the migrants are being put in the hospitals. They're filling up the hotels with them. Okay, and all Biden wants to say, oh, is everything Trump says is not true. But this is true. This is a enormous red arrow of warning, what is happening with this situation. Biden plays off illegals coming in and taking jobs from the American people, claiming if Trump is elected, we'll have a recession. This is his rebuttal. Inflation is at its highest it's ever been. Groceries are at its highest it's ever been in a very long time. Gas, you name it, has skyrocketed. He plays off the illegal conundrum and he claims if Trump is elected, we're going to have a recession. No, actually, probably the opposite would happen and we would be in a recovery. Okay, so Trump then rebuttals to this and he said, "Biden should have fired every general having to do with Afghanistan. Did anyone get fired on the border who let 18 million people in from prisons and mental hospitals?" This is what he's asking. Did one person lose their job for letting all these people in? Joe, our country is being destroyed as we stand up here. Suddenly he starts to get tough on the border. So basically what Trump is saying here is, suddenly out of nowhere now in the recent week, Biden has started to get tough on the border and reduce it just a little bit. And Trump goes like this, just a little bit, he says during the debate. He wants to pick up these people as voters. We cannot let this happen, meaning the illegals. Biden is doing this with the illegals to try to pick them up as voters. You know why? Because they're letting them go get driver's licenses. They're letting undocumented people coming into this country that we don't know their motive, we don't know their vetting, we don't know where they're coming from, and he's letting them go get driver's licenses. As well as the liberal governors of many states, including California and New York. He wants to pick up these people as voters. We cannot let it happen. If Biden wins this election, this country does not have a chance. He's right about this. Trump is very right on many of the points he's making. And I will say, I was impressed with the amount of restraint Trump showed. He didn't really name call. He didn't really get completely obnoxious, right? He stuck to the issues. He kept hammering home the issues. That is what he needs to keep doing. He needs to keep hammering home the issues. And now all of these policies is destroying America. And if Biden or whoever they bait and switch him with gets in, it's going to end up completely destroying America. So I was very impressed with the amount of restraint he showed. And I think to a degree, Trump in the back of his mind knows Biden is not well, knows this man's memory is not good, is very aware of this fact, and he showed quite a bit of restraint. Okay, Trump says, he goes on, oh no, Biden now, jumps in and says, "We are the most admired country in the world." Says who? Rolling Stone magazine? Who says we're the most admired country in the world? The finest in the history of the world is what he says. No one wants to screw around with us. And these are his words, not mine. Oh, really? You mean like how Putin went marching into Ukraine? You mean like how Hamas went and horrifically butchered Israel? You mean how all of these terrorists are coming across our border who don't want to screw around with us, right? Why are they coming over our border to go get a Happy Meal at McDonald's? Like, why are they coming over our border then? Because if they don't want to screw with us or mess with us, what business do they have in the United States of America to begin with? So that, I thought, was a completely foolish and short-sighted comment. He said, Biden goes on to say, presidential historians have voted and said Trump was the worst president. Oh, really? Which ones? Which ones? Trump is doing nothing to deal with child care, because that's the number one issue for voters. Child care, babysitters. That's the number one issue voters are very concerned about. Now, I'm not saying child care is not important because people need it for jobs. However, it is not the number one issue right now in the nation. Trump rebuttals. They have rated Biden the worst president. And if I'm given another 4 years, I will be the best. No one has ever cut taxes like us. Biden wants to raise everybody's taxes 4 times. He wants the tax cuts to expire. So even the two of you, he goes and he points at them. I thought this was brilliant. He points at the moderators and he goes, even the two of you, speaking to the moderators, will have your taxes raised that much by 4 times. I thought that was a brilliant move to really make the moderators feel the gravity of what Biden wants to do to their paychecks as well. Biden rebuttals. He said he will increase taxes, tariffs will cost the people more. Okay, well, no, he actually cut taxes. He didn't increase them. Okay, he says he somehow has helped the middle class. Now you want to tax cut over the next 5 years that will bankrupt the country. Now that doesn't make any sense at all. Trump has made no progress with China. So he ends by saying, Joe Biden, the one that China is bulldozing right now, in every sense of the word, he turns and says, how can Trump make progress with China when you have been running the country the past 3.5 years? Please tell me how Trump is supposed to make any progress with China when you, Joe, are supposed to be the one running the country. Okay. Moderators switch gears again. They go into the opioid crisis because this is big on everybody's minds because it has to do with the border as well. He says, the moderators say that the opioid crisis has gone up during both presidents' terms. So both presidents, when they served, they're claiming, had increased drug trafficking, I guess, or an increase in the opioid crisis. So they turn to Trump first and he says, we now have the largest deficit in the history of our country. Biden gets paid by China. He is a Manchurian candidate. Now, if you remember, and we're going to find this on a broadcast when I talked about I was on a plane when I heard it, but this was months ago and we'll find it. I had mentioned that I heard the Manchurian candidate and I went and looked up the book. So I had went and looked up the book about the Manchurian candidate and what it represented. Cause I had heard this term and I wasn't quite sure what this term meant. So I'll try to find it and see where it is in my notes and we'll bring it up on the next broadcast. But he says that Biden is a Manchurian candidate. He hit the nail on the head. China will own us if you keep allowing them to do what they are doing. Joe, you are destroying our country. Okay. Then he goes in to addiction. And he says, we were doing well at addiction until C-19 came along and drugs started pouring across the border. We were getting low numbers. Have you seen the numbers now? The amount of drugs and human trafficking with women coming across the border, worse thing I have ever seen. This is what Trump says. Biden rebuttals. Fentanyl went down for a while. This is what he says. Oh, fentanyl went down for a while. I wanted to make sure we get this fentanyl machine and able to detect drugs. More numbers of agents as well all along the border. We need these machines. We are coming down hard on Asian countries. He's claiming that Trump called Republican constituents, maybe that were in the Senate and Congress, and said, don't vote for these machines. It'll hurt me. Now, there's no proof of that at all. But Biden is claiming this. Trump rebuttals. Biden ended catch and release in Mexico. That's where Forbidden Planet's comment comes in, that we should catch and release Biden in Mexico. So Biden ended catch and release in Mexico, meaning they would catch them on the Mexico side and release them back into Mexico. So he ended it on the Mexico side and brought the catch and release program to the American side, where they caught them on American soil and then released them into America. Now we have a hostage, a Wall Street Journal reporter, and Putin is laughing. And I will have him out quickly. As soon as I win the election, I will have that reporter out. We had two cases where we paid $6 billion for five people. So he's saying here that Biden cannot negotiate for hostages, that we have paid in two cases, $6 billion each time. That's $12 billion for hostages. And there is a Wall Street Journal reporter that Putin right now is holding hostage. And Trump says, I will have him released as soon as I'm elected. Okay. Then they go into voter concerns pertaining to each, so that there are voter concerns pertaining to each candidate. First they covered was Biden's age. People are very concerned about Biden's age. And Biden says, I spent half my career being criticized for being the youngest person in politics. No, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about now you being the oldest. And he had mentioned that. He said, just look how I turned around the horrible situation he left me. Okay. Doesn't quite answer the question, but all right. He goes into Samsung in South Korea and convincing that Samsung got Samsung to invest in the United States. So he takes a little, I don't know, he takes a little detour. And he gets into this and he says, we are the envy of the world, not a failing country. We are the most progressive country in the world. Everybody trusts us. Not Netanyahu right now. Nope. He don't trust you. Not at all. So, you know, when he says, oh, all these leaders trust us. Well, there are leaders around the globe that do not trust Biden, especially after he went over on D-Day to France and squatted in a position that I will not say on the stage. Do these leaders trust Biden's competence? I don't think so. Okay. And it's sad because you know what's sad? His wife, Jill, and others know how bad off he is, and they continue to push and peddle him out there. So they know how bad it is for him and how his mind truly is failing. And they are continuing to help push and peddle him out there. And I actually think that's very sad. Okay. Trump. I took cognitive tests and exams every year and I just won two club championships because he loves golf. He said, Biden can't hit a ball 50 yards. So here we get into the, shall we call it the you-know-what contest over who is a better golfer. He says, I was willing to take a cognitive test. Two were taken and he aced both of them. This is what Trump said. Biden said, I would be happy to have a driving contest with Trump. I'm happy to play golf if Trump carries his own bag. Trump then does something very wise. And he says, let's not act like children. And he cuts it to the quick. And I have to tell you, these moments, these little moments here of when he did this, you know, goes a long way. You know, it shows that he can show restraint. It shows that he can check himself. It shows that he's very aware of Biden's cognitive condition. And you find Trump almost checking himself at points. And that I very much appreciated. Biden can't fill a hula hoop. Probably not, Joe. Probably not. Okay. Trump then says Nancy Pelosi said the Capitol was her responsibility. They had asked about January 6th. Not mine, he said, and they let those people into the Capitol. Trump said, I wish he was a good president, meaning Biden, because I would not have to be here. Biden's military policies are insane. He will drive us into World War III. We are closer to World War III than we can imagine. I agree with that. That I wholeheartedly agree with. Biden said, we are needed to protect the world. No, Jesus Christ is, first of all, Biden. Let's get that straight. Because Biden wants to police the world in order to manipulate the world. Okay, so that is where their policy stems from. And then they go into asking if Trump will accept the results of the election. Will he accept the results of the election? And then Trump says, he goes back to Russia for a minute. He said, Russia took a lot of land from Bush, Obama, and Biden. Putin knew not to play games with me. He took nothing. However, now he is going to take the whole thing from Biden, meaning Ukraine. Putin is going to take Ukraine. We are in such a bad position with this. Ukraine is running out of people because it's being ransacked by war and what's happening. Trump says, if it's fair and legal and good, I absolutely will accept the results of the election. I wasn't really going to run until I saw the horrible job Biden was doing, and I would much rather be somewhere else. So he would much rather be somewhere else enjoying, you know, his life than having to run again. But when he saw the horrible job that Biden was doing, he decided to come back out and run again. Biden rebuttals, you're a whiner. This is how Biden rebuttals this. You're a whiner. You lost and you appealed and appealed. Not one court said your claim had any merit yet. You promote this lie. There was all this stealing. Now, let's just look at this logically for a minute. If Biden and his family were stealing money using foreign countries, is it so far off that votes would be stolen? I mean, you have to look at people's habits here. And it's not that far-fetched of an idea when you see how many dead people signed up to vote, when you see how many duplicates there were. When you see certain things, it makes you really begin to wonder. He says, I doubt you will accept because you're a whiner. That is very presidential and mature. Oh, you're not going to accept it because you're a whiner. This is the man leading our country in the free world. This is his Pinocchio Joe. That's what someone should put that on a t-shirt. Pinocchio Joe, because his nose was growing by the moment as this was happening. Okay. Then after this, they go to their closing statements, right? So they give them each 2 minutes to just bring it on home after we have all witnessed this hour and 90 minute car wreck. And I'm not talking about on President Trump's part. Okay. So Biden's closing. Let's get into Biden's closing because they gave him first, probably so he wouldn't forget. So they probably just let him go first so that we could just let Biden just, you know what I mean? Get it out of the way. Biden said, we have made significant progress from the debacle left in Trump's last term. We have to make sure we have a fair tax system. Trump has increased your taxes because of a deficit and increased inflation, and now wants to take you more through a 10% tariff. How can Trump increase our taxes and our deficit and raise inflation when he's not the president right now? How can Trump do these things when Biden is the one as the seat warmer in the highest seat in the land? Tell me how Trump is. Let me tell you, he is way more talented than I thought if he could do these things when he's not president. But this is what Biden's saying. He said he wants to get rid of Medicare for our ability to negotiate drug prices with big pharma companies. He said, oh, we got $35 for insulin instead of it being $400. Well, I'm very glad you were able to get insulin down $35, Joe, because Chester happens to be on Lantus. So I'm glad that you did that. But what about the wreck of the insurance system and hospital system? And let's not forget all of these now strange after effects in young people, shall we say, and people of all ages from certain maybe inoculations. So we can't forget that either in all of this. He said, the federal deficit is reduced because of all of this over the past 10 years. So because of them negotiating drug prices, it didn't bear down on the federal government to subsidize, and they were able to reduce the deficit over 10 years. Now, I don't think Biden has been in office for the past 10 years. Maybe he's talking about when he was VP with Obama and then the time he is here. We're not sure. He didn't clarify. He said, we're going to make sure we have childcare. Now, let me tell you why this is an oxymoron. For the man promoting abortions in all terms, in all freaking terms, is concerned that you have childcare. Now, you tell me how stupid that sounds. The New York is coming out of me. I apologize. But like it is foolishness. The man that is promoting to the hills abortions and the DNC that's launching, like, I don't know, a tens of millions of dollars abortion campaign is concerned about you having childcare. Now, you tell me who is trying to pull the wool over whose eyes here. But this is what he's doing. Okay. He said, we're going to make sure we do something about lead pipes and health problems. Okay. I didn't know we had an epidemic having to do with lead pipes in the nation, but maybe we do. Maybe apparently there is an epidemic health crisis of lead pipes that have been lying undetected across our nation for the past 3.5 years. And Joe wants you to vote. I can't even want you to vote for him. So he, I can't even do this. This is just nuts. I can't. It's like, I have never seen such lunacy in my life. You want to talk about like complete just, I can't even talk about it because I'm going to start laughing again because he wants you to vote for him so he can fix your lead pipes. So anyway, let's move on because that is where Biden ended it. I'm laughing too because I'm half tired from staying up late to watch the debate. And I'm just now like, it's catching up with me, but like, I mean, you know, vote for him. He'll clean, he'll clean your, I can't even, I'm just like, I can't even believe I didn't know this was such an issue in our nation, but apparently it is. You see, this is how newscasters should do the debate reaction. So we can all get a good laugh about it, but yep, vote for him. He'll clean your pipes. Okay. So let's move on to Trump now that we've all got this out of our system. See this, because this is just, I wrote it, but it didn't register with me till I just said it, what it really, really meant. Okay, so Trump goes, okay, thank God Biden is done. He can go to bed. He can do whatever he needs to do. Him and his lead pipes. Okay, so Trump then gets up and he gets his 2 minutes and he says, like so many politicians, this man is a complainer. So this is right off the gate. Okay. What is it? Let me see who this is. Okay. Jerlene Wymore. He would be the last person I would have cleaned my pipes. Jerlene, I agree. But just like he got insulin down, he might be able to get you a price on a good plumber. He might be able to do that. Okay. So Trump starts out, he says, like so many politicians, this man is a complainer. I don't doubt that many politicians are more complainers than trailblazers. Okay. He doesn't do anything. All he does is make our country unsafe by allowing millions to pour in. Our military doesn't respect him. The Israel attack would have never happened on Trump's watch, he says. Ukraine should have never happened. And for 3.5 years, we are living in hell. And he's right. This is the thing. He is right about this. He says, for 3.5 years, we are living in hell. That is a really good image for everyone. I thought that was a really blunt, but a very sobering statement for people, but he's not wrong about that. It has gotten hot under the collar over the past 3.5 years. He said, we have the Palestinians and everyone rioting all over. Yep. Just lump them all in together. We got them. We got everyone right now rioting all over the place. He's not wrong. He's not wrong. In fact, my husband Chris went out with his aide, and there was a man in Pleasant Valley holding a pro-Hamas sign and having slurs against Israel on the sign. Well, my husband half hung himself out the car and near gave the aide, a serious scare, screaming, Israel is forever. So we are experiencing this, and he comes home to me and he goes, guess what I did? And his aide looks at me and she goes, you don't want to know. And so basically this happened in the past few weeks. Okay. So he said the Palestinians and everyone are rioting all over. This is true. They're blocking bridges. You have seen what has happened in our universities, or should we call them temples of Baal and Molech? Should we call them that instead? Because that is what they've become, temples for the agenda of Baal and Molech. And you see these campus riots that are very reminiscent of what happened in the 1930s in Nazi Germany as the Weimar Republic is collapsing, that had overinflation, a huge deficit, promoted transgenderism and homosexuality and LGBTQ, right? And on the verge of that collapse, you have these university riots, and those were very reminiscent of that. And he goes, everyone's rioting all over the place. I would agree with that. It is all over the place. The whole country is exploding. That is another true statement. So everyone's rioting all over the place in the whole country. And there's Cyrus right now going on his back. Cyrus, that was a very good analogy to show what's happening to the country right now. It's been turned upside down. Thank you, Cyrus. So the country is exploding. Okay, valid point. Because of you. Because they don't respect you. That is true. He said, we rebuilt the military. We had the largest tax cut in history, that he gained jobs because he cut regulations, Trump did. He said, what we did for the military, for our soldiers, we did military choice. He said, instead of waiting 3 months to get something at the VA done, they can go get themselves fixed up. He said, and they had the highest approval rating in history of the VA because they fixed the VA and gave military choice. We are going to make it great again. And this is where Trump, and this is where Trump ends. Okay. This is what he says. They have the highest approval rating with the VA led by Rennie, that's a good one. There we go. Lead pipes matter, right? I can't. That needs to go on a shirt. I can't. Yep, lead pipes matter. That we need to put that on a shirt. Oh, we have to. That was great. That was great. Apparently, they do matter, and it is an epidemic. across this nation right now, because who knew? I didn't know. I looked at Chris like I had no clue. This was such a problem. Forget the millions of people pouring across our border. Let's focus on the lead pipe problem in the United States of America. Lead pipes matter. Okay. Okay. So, oh my goodness. Well, I hope you all got a really good laugh out of this, because that is going on a shirt or a button or something. We have to do that, because I mean, that is like the let's go, you know what. I mean, that's like, that is going to be one of the punchlines of the debates, is the issue that Joe has brought to our attention that we have with lead pipes in this nation. Forget who is sneaking through our drainage pipes. Forget that. Nope, don't look there. Don't look in that direction. It's the lead pipes that matter. Yep, all lead pipes matter. Yep, we don't want to discriminate here against not one lead pipe in this nation right now. Okay, so, but I, you know, I have to say, though, Trump won the debate by far. I will tell you, expect the bait and switch. Expect it now. Expect the bait and switch to come as a result of this, because after you needed subtitles to understand him. And so basically, I am expecting a bait and switch now to come out of this. We went over that the other night. The prophecy fulfilled. The Daily Mail broke the article. They spoke about four people. In the prophetic words, it said four people had met. It spoke about Pelosi, Schumer, Clinton, and Obama actually met to see how they were going to swap Joe out. And we talked about this all on the last broadcast, if you all want to go watch it. In order to make America great again, you definitely have to make America godly again and clean everyone's pipes. That's what we got to do here, people. This is what we need to do. You need to clean the pipes out of your soul and the soul of this nation right now after what we have witnessed. And speaking of making America godly again, we have our night of prayer. So as we're closing, we'll put that up for you. Jill, and boy, do we need it after this. We need prayer. We need prayer. President Trump needs prayer. Joe Biden needs prayer. Whatever they are doing to him, whatever is happening, it's just a very, very sad state to watch. But July 7th, 2024, starting at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we are having a night of prayer for the nation, for the will of God to prevail, and for the Trump family. We are looking very forward to doing this and to having you join us. We will be live on all of our platforms. We'll put our platforms up in a moment for all of you to see, but we are going to have guests like Eric and Lara Trump, Mayor Rudy Giuliani, Roger Stone, Robin Bullock, Dr. Lance Wallnau, General Flynn, Alina Haba, Eric Metaxas, Clay Clark, Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer, and more. Donna Clement will be joining us as well, and we might even have some special surprise guests. So please tune in. We really want everyone to come together and lock arms and humble ourselves and pray before God. It is God who is going to turn this. It is God who we need in this. It is God who we need to repent before. And so I just encourage you all, we're humbled that we were asked to do this. We are going to be fasting and praying leading up to it. And that happens 2 days before Madison Square Garden. So I have been asked to be part of Adora America July 5th at Madison Square Garden. I will be speaking at the garden. I thank Pastor Carlos for inviting me to do this. So I will be speaking, I believe, words of the Lord about New York. So you can get your discounted tickets from that information on the screen, that Ticketmaster website there. If you plug that in, you can get your tickets for about $20. So please, if you can come, this is 2 days before the night of prayer. We are raising a sound out of New York City. There is a high place that needs to come down. An altar of worship needs to be built to the Lord. And we need to turn this state back over to the Lord. I believe this is going to affect all the way up the line to the governorship. Doing this, and I am looking very forward to being a part of it. I hope you guys can join me there. It has to be at Madison Square Garden, because the first shot was fired in the Garden of Eden at the Tree of the Knowledge and Good and Evil. That was when the first shot was fired against humanity. And so where is the Lord going to do it in New York City? In a garden. He's going to deal with the deception in a garden. So I look forward to having you join us there. Also, we'll put up, we'll put up Andrew Sorchi. We'll put up the coin tonight. So this is appropriate. Okay, these are the coins that were a team effort to design. It says Cyrus, Faithful Shepherd, which is an ode to Isaiah 45 as well. On the back, it says, in God we trust, saving grace. He is our only saving grace in this time. And it is the dove with the olive branch returning to the ark after it had rested on Mount Ararat. So you could go, you can call Andrew, you can email him, you can go to bh-pm.com and tell him basically, you know, you saw it here, and that if you would like to get them, they are pure silver. So we were very happy and give all glory to God for the idea as well. So you can call Andrew and discuss that with him. Oh my gosh, someone just put up LEDs. Go, Brandon. That's in the chat. Hold on. We have to put this up to close. Where did it go? Oh my goodness. Someone just put it up and I, oh, here it is. Hold on. Where is it? Wait a second. The chat is going so fast that every time I try to put it up, there it is from Debbie. There you go. That's another shirt. LEDs. Go, Brandon. Yep. And lead pipes matter. That's the thoughts I am going to end with you with tonight. And then, oh, yep. Casey, who's back there right now, just wrote, I feel like we got hit with a lead pipe watching the debate. Yes, we did. Yes, we did, Casey. And above all, we just encourage you to go to the Lord in all humility, even after the fun we had here and everything we saw. God is the one who's going to deliver America. Man is only an instrument. God is the one that is going to bring the deliverance. If the ecclesia and the people of God come together and humble themselves before God and pray and seek his face and turn from their wicked ways, then he will hear from heaven, forgive our sin, and heal our land, according to 2 Chronicles 7, I believe it's 14. So I will leave you with that scripture for tonight. God bless you guys. Thank you for joining us for this live debate reaction. We had so much fun doing this with you. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. We encourage you to say it every single day. I say it every single day. Also, Psalms 123, 34, 35, and 51. 51 is creating me a clean heart, O God. I say that often. We have to cleanse our hearts. We have to check ourselves. We have to have that accountability before God. Also, Ephesians chapters 1 and 3, not only read them, but in the Believer's Authority by Kenneth Hagin, the first two pages of it. There are scriptures from those chapters that I say every single day. For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, in whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant me, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. It's that one. Okay. Also, the Lord's Prayer. Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way. I encourage you to do that. I say that every day as well. And we just encourage you to draw close to the Lord in this time. Anchor yourself in the Word. The Word is what's living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of soul and spirit, of joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. We will be on next week, unless something happens and I got to go live over the weekend. But otherwise, we will see you early next week. Thank you for hanging in there with us tonight and watching this live debate reaction. Cyrus is already, there he is. He's already out cold. He's been out cold, except for the part when he turned on his back to show how America has just been turned over. So besides that, Cyrus has been asleep for this entire debate reaction. Thank you for joining us. Have a wonderful rest of your evening, and we'll see you next week. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together, and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew, so it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural. And I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, and you can use promo code ARK10 for a 10% discount.